Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at the Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord. This morning, I'd like us to quickly open to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5-9. The Bible says, get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Can I make it faster? Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy gettings, get understanding. We're going to verse 9. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor, and when thou dost embrace her, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Now this is talking about the workings of wisdom. Wisdom being the principal thing. Wisdom being the ornament of grace. Isn't it amazing the beautiful things wisdom does for us? Now Proverbs chapter 8 verse 11 to 21. Going to read very fast. Proverbs 8, 11 to 21. It's going to be very fast. It says, I have 11 to 21. It says, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance and the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I'm understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me, kings reign. The Bible said God has made us unto himself what? Kings and priests. You know, he said that we are chosen generation, royal priesthood. There's something kingly about us. We are no ordinary men. We are no peasant. We are people ordained, appointed, and installed to reign. We reign with Christ. He said, as he is, so are we in this world. Glory to God. And so we see in Luke 21:15, Jesus was speaking. He talks about he giving us a mouth and a wisdom. See, the play of wisdom in the life of the new creation is you cannot just put it aside. I will give you a mouth and a wisdom which your enemies or your adversary cannot gainsay nor resist. In other words, I will make you a wonder, an amazement. Your life, your living, the result you command cannot be interpreted. A life of mystery. Glory to God. And the scripture says, what is going to bring to bear is the wisdom. Now, let's quickly look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. It says, but to those who are called. How many of you are called here this morning? To those who are called. Our salvation is a calling. God has called us out of darkness. God has called us out of oppression, out of bondage. He said, for to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, doesn't matter where come from, as long as God has called you, he says, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Christ is the power of God and the wisdom to those who are called, to us that are called. Christ is to us the power of God and he is the wisdom of God. Proverbs showed us the importance and the display and the workings of wisdom. How it is the principal thing. Jesus talked about it. He given us a wisdom. And now, after his death, his resurrection. Hallelujah. Christ himself became to us the power of God and the wisdom of God. Glory to God. Now, in verse 30 of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. These are popular scriptures. Amen. It says, but of him, glory to God. He says, but of him you are in Christ. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us what? Glory to God. He became. Can you help me read Good News Translation? Good News Translation very quickly. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Glory to God. Amen. Christ, our wisdom. The Bible said, but God has brought you into what? Union with Christ. We have become one with Christ. And God has made Christ to be our wisdom. Hallelujah. If Christ is in you, he's not just our hope. He's the operating wisdom of God in us. By him, we have put right with God. We are put right with God. We become God's holy people and set free. We are put right with God. We think right and we live right. Now, because when you look at wisdom, wisdom enables you to think right and live right all of the time. Hallelujah. And Christ enables us to think right and to live right. As new creations, there is a way we reason. There is a way we think. And why? Because the way we think is what directly impacts on our life, our living. And so Christ himself, we think Christ. And so we live Christ. Somebody say, I think Christ. And I live Christ. And finally this morning, Ephesians chapter 3. Glory to God. Glory to God. New King James Translation. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 14. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 10 to 11. 10 to 11. Glory to God. He says, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly place, to the intent that the wisdom of God, glory to God, verse 10, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church. So God wants to make us a display of his wisdom. Wherever we find ourselves functioning, wherever we find ourselves working, wherever we find ourselves operating, Christ becomes for us the wisdom of God. And we display this wisdom. And it in manifold, in diverse ways, glory to God, it is not limited. You don't limit the functionality, of the operating of the wisdom of God. Anywhere we find ourselves, we display it. And now he says in verse 11, he says that, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ. Lift up your hands and declare, I am the wisdom of God. Say, I have the wisdom of God. And I live as the wisdom of God. Say after me, say, Christ has been made wisdom unto me. Hallelujah.
Just go ahead and give him praise and give him glory. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley. Go ahead and celebrate the King in Malta, the only wise God. Give him glory and give him praise. Hallelujah. Christ, our intercessor. Hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter 59 verse 16, God was wondering when there was no intercessor. He looked for a man and could not find any man that could stand in the gap. So from time immemorial, God has always been the intercessor for the whole world. And you will discover that Never in history, except for once, that you will see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit operated simultaneously here on earth. The only time it happened, it's when man was to be created. The first person that appeared was God, Genesis in chapter 1, in the beginning, God. God finished all his work, Jesus Christ came, continued the intercessory ministry, and when he finished, then he handed it over to the Holy Spirit. So Jesus now became our full-time intercessor. Now, when he was on earth, he was doing it as a part-time because he had so many other things he had to do. He's the king. Now, I'm speaking on the priestly office of Jesus. And as a priest, he had two major assignments. Every priest, according to Romans in chapter 5, verse 1, he said, there is a man that is selected and ordained and appointed as a priest to represent people in the matter that concerns them and God. So Jesus, in his priestly office, actually operated in those two dimensions. The first one every priest does is to offer sacrifice. The second one is to represent them in matter that pertains them and God. So Jesus came and offered himself as a sacrifice. So he fulfilled the first condition of being a priest. Then the second one was the intercessory role which he played while he was here on earth. Then he continued when he finished. Now in Luke, you will see in Luke chapter 23, verse 34, that is to show you that he started that ministry when he was here on earth. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they were doing. So Jesus was actually interceding here, right? Now, he went further in John chapter 17, verse 20 and 21, neither pray I for those alone, but for them also which shall believe on him through their words. So in the next verse, can you please go to the next verse, verse 21. That they all may be one, as you, Father, and I, and in me, and I in you, that also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. So he was also interceding for the church when he was exiting the world. That you will make them one. That was an intercession. So he started that role while he was here. In Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayer and supplication, he said in his flesh. So he started that ministry when he was here on earth. Interceding for the church. Praise God. So I said initially, he offered himself as a sacrifice, then he interceded for the church and for his saints. And that's why Jesus can say, I will build my church and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Because he remained in that office as an intercessor for the church. I dare say this, most time when I hear people saying they are prayer warriors, they are prayer intercessors, and I keep saying to people, nobody is a prayer warrior. Nobody knows how to pray because Romans chapter 8 verse 26 says, likewise the Spirit also helps our infirmity with much groaning that we cannot utter because we do not know what we should pray as we ought to pray. Amen? So it takes the help of the Holy Spirit. It takes the help of the spirit of prayer. That's why he said in Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10, he said, I will pour upon the house of Jacob the spirit of prayer and intercession. So there is a spirit of prayer. So God started first by interceding for the world. Yes. But when he was done, he handed over that ministry to Jesus, done his ministry. When Jesus was going, he said, if I do not go, he will not send a comforter. The comforter will come. And that's what we saw in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, that the Holy Spirit came to help you and I in the place of prayer. So anytime you come into the place of prayer, without the acknowledgement of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, you will only waste your time in the place of prayer because it's the spirit of prayer. He helps you to pray. In verse 27 of Romans chapter 8, he said, who knows the things in the heart of a man except the spirit? Yet the spirit search there in that thing. He will help you to communicate. Every time we come into the presence of the Lord to pray, it takes the help of the spirit of prayer to help you to communicate your mind. Now, when you employ the help of the Holy Spirit, even in your noise, it makes sense to God. The Holy Spirit can understand the way you feel. And when he sees it, he can take it from there and communicate it to who now sees it at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Amen. Now in Romans chapter 7, verse 24 and 25, he said, but this man, because he continued ever, had an unchangeable priesthood. Hebrews 7, 24. Jesus became a priest by the power of an endless life. The Bible says, by the power of an endless life. So his death and resurrection that continued his life made him to become this priest forever. So Jesus is the best intercessor. What he does for the church now, when the Holy Spirit helps you to pray and you communicate, he takes your prayer point and communicates it to the Father. Don't forget, the Bible says he's the way, the truth, and the life. So for you to reach God, the Holy Spirit helps you to communicate aright. Then he takes it over from there, presents it to God, then you get result. So it's forever. By that power of an endless life, remain in that office of an intercessor. Let's finish that Hebrews chapter 7, verse 24 and 25. He said, but this man, because he continued ever, had an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he liveth and make intercession for us. The death and the resurrection of Jesus brought Jesus to a full-time ministry of intercession. Rise to your feet this morning. I see in this hour the spirit of prayer being released now. I don't know whoever I'm speaking to, you have been struggling with your prayer life. I see a release. Heaven is open now. If you can lift up your two hands and receive this impartation now. There is a spirit called the spirit of prayer. It's released by the Holy Ghost and by our great intercessor seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive it now. Receive it now. I see somebody's prayer life being revived now. No more struggling in the place of prayer. It is not by power, not by might, but by the Holy Ghost, by the spirit of prayer. Receive this oppression of the help of the spirit of God in the place of prayer. I see prophetic intercessory ministry now. That you begin to intercede for somebody you have seen in a long time, and you are interceding based on what the person is going through now. I see a situation where you begin to intercede and God opening your eye to see what is happening to somebody in America. Receive that prophetic intercessory ministry now in the name of Jesus. Give him praise and give him glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, can we put our hands together for Pastor Yo for putting together such a wonderful conference? Come on, I believe we can do better than we're doing right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, Isaiah chapter 26. I'll read verse 3 to us. It said, thou will keep him in perfect peace, the man whose heart is stayed on him. I'm speaking briefly on Jesus, our peace. I want us to realize that Jesus, while he was here on earth, never told anybody a lie. Whatever Jesus said, he meant it. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you, not my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. In other words, when you get born again, that peace that Jesus talks about comes into your life. But there's something I want us to realize this morning, because in my study, I stumbled across 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Peter said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ. In other words, the grace and the peace that Jesus has brought to us, Peter is saying that that peace will be multiplied in our life, not addition. There's going to be a multiplication of that peace in our life as a result of the knowledge of God and the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Now, you see all around us, I tell people this, that the difference between a Christian and another one who face the same situation but react differently is the knowledge of Jesus that they have. Am I communicating to you? Because some of us face fear, and in the face of fear, we are not fearful. But you see another Christian who face the same situation, they keep running around. On Monday, they go to church, they break curses on Monday. On Wednesday, they come, they break yoke. And on Sunday, they come for deliverance service. Then on Monday, again, they come to break yoke. On Wednesday, they go to break curses. And on Sunday, what do they come again to do? Deliverance service. Then on Monday, they come to break curse. On Wednesday, they come to break yoke. And on Sunday, what do they come for again? To break deliverance. You see, the circle keeps going round and round because there's no knowledge of God. The more you know God, the more you know Jesus, the level of peace that you enjoy will be on the increase. Am I communicating to somebody? The level of peace you enjoy will increase. You see, when I speak, thinking about this particular topic given to me, what came to mind, the story of the guys that came to my mind was the three Hebrew boys when King Nebuchadnezzar said that when you hear the sound of the fast reed, the dossier, the keyboard, the drums, he said everybody in the kingdom should bow. But when the sound of all those instruments went off, there were three boys that were standing. And King Nebuchadnezzar said, why are these guys not standing? You know their response to him. The first response, see, they stood before him and they said, Oh Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. I tell people, imagine standing before the Oni. I don't know, what's the name of the present Oni? Abadewusi, right? Oguwusi. Can you imagine standing in front of the Oni and say, oh, Oguwusi, I am not careful to answer you in this matter. Can you see the level of audacity and the level of peace that they enjoy? Now, they would not have been able to speak like that if they do not know the God that they serve. I love Daniel 11:32, part B of it. He said, those that do know their God, they shall be strong and they will what? Do great exploits. You see, the level of exploit you do is also dependent on the level of the knowledge of God that you have. The king said, you guys should bow. Do you know the consequences of your action? They said, we know. They told the king, we know you will throw us into the fire. And the king said, because you have defied me, and probably because you called me by my very first name, he sent some guys to go and increase the temple of the fire 7 times. The Bible says the men that went to increase the temple of the fire, they died in the fire. But watch this. That was an opportunity for these guys to say, we change our mind. But see, the people, these guys, they know the God that they serve. There was a peace that was guiding their heart in the midst of the tough times that they were here. Listen to me. The difference between you and a Christian that was standing in the face of adversity is the knowledge of Jesus that they have. Are we still together? Peter said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. It will be multiplied unto you. There's going to be an exponential increase of that peace. There's going to be an exponential increase of that peace when you know this God. Then they told them, we will throw you into the fire. They took them, and every step they took towards the fire was an opportunity for them to change their minds. But every step they took towards the fire, their confidence were being built up. You know why? Because they know the God that they serve. Help me look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I know the God that I serve. Come and tell your neighbor, I know the God that I serve. Tell your neighbor, I know the God that I serve. Tell another neighbor, I know the God that I serve. Listen to me. Jesus is already our peace. But the more you know him, the more the peace that you will enjoy in your life. I remember those days in school, I was threatened that I was going to be expelled because I was putting together a Christian meeting. They told me in that panel, listen, if you do the meeting, you will face the full wrath of the school law. I said, sir, what's the full wrath of the school law? They said, we'll expel you. I said, good. After you have expelled me, what more can you do? And there was silence in the panel. And I told them, I said, sir, can I leave? I have a meeting to plan. Are you following me? Come on, are you following me? I was traveling for a meeting, NCCF Corpus. You know, y'all say that the saying. I saw this policeman. I told them I was late for my meeting. They were disturbing me. They were doing all, looking for what was not missing. And one of them said, why are you talking like this? I will shoot you. I took the nozzle of his gun. I put it on my belly. I said, shoot. If you shoot, we die. And their boss came and said, ah, bros, if you use juju, no contact, I'm here. I didn't use juju, I used Jesus. Oh, you don't understand what I'm talking about. I didn't use juju, I used Jesus. The more you know him, the more the level of peace you will enjoy. What will stand you out come when it comes to peace is the knowledge of Jesus that you have. How much do you know him? How much do you desire to know him? And I tell people this, you can't know him today outside of his word. That's why the gathering of the saints is important. You don't miss church services. You come for every service. You come to know more. You come to learn more. You come to know him more. Because the more you know him, the more your level of peace, the more peace guide your heart. No matter what comes your way, you are able to stand in the midst of all the trouble and all the trial. And do you know what? That's why I love that song by Sinach. You know how she sang it? She said, you made my life so beautiful. And as you are, you have made me here on earth. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore. You made my life so beautiful. And you will see his salvation in the midst, even in the midst of terrible situation. God bless you.
Hallelujah. I hope I can rant like them. Wow, glory to God. Praise God. Christ our stronghold. Okay, I start with Proverbs 18, verse 10, quickly. The name of the Lord is what? A strong tower. The righteous what? And they are what? Did you get us saved? It's not S-A-V-E. It's what? The name of the Lord is what? No, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. The name of the Lord is what? Where is a strong tower? The people at the back there. Where is the strong tower, please? The name of the Lord. You know, when you talk about few towers that I could identify, maybe in England, tower in London, it's a high edifice. You can't miss it. You can't cover it. Do you understand? And the Bible is saying here about the name of the Lord. He said, the name of the Lord is what? A strong tower, not a weak tower. He said, the righteous, they run into it. Listen, you'll be running around everywhere. The name of the Lord has been with you, but you don't know what to do with it. That's a sure security. Security is not in America. I love America. Honestly, security is not in the UK. I love the UK. Security is not anywhere in the world. Not Canada. There is no place. You know, in talking about the stronghold, you know, a stronghold is a noun. And in English, we were taught the noun is the name of any person, right? Place or what? I know it could be thoughts. It could could be argument. It could be proud obstacles. There could be imaginations. You know, people have strongholds. As they were growing up, things that have become like a monument in their hearts, like strongholds. Because of the patterns which they were raised, there were patterns, environment in which they were raised, family background in which they were raised, country, cities, neighborhood in which they were raised. Things have become like strongholds in their mind. They can't break out. Do you know that they are like imprisoned to their thoughts, their family pattern? Oh, we can't have a house in Banana Island. It's only the rich. Who are the rich? We are the rich. We are the rich. Where are they? We are the elite. We are not the masses. The church is the richest body on earth. Jesus is the most popular name that I have ever populated. Can't you see on a Sunday morning in Asia, in America, in all over Africa, all the continents of the world, people are gathered in colosseums. People are gathered in different places of gathering, every place. People are even gathered under trees, event centers, in colosseum, in large stadiums, all because of one man named Jesus. Jesus. That's why I tell people, Jesus is what I preach. Jesus is the most popular name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous are running to it and they are saved. I talk about the place now. A stronghold is a fortified place.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,